Welcome in to the Donnie and Clem Show. Grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy.
Yeah.
Kapuya.
Kapuya. Kapow.
Kapow.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chew.
I never watched Cars.
Look at you.
And we didn't ride the Cars ride when we went to Disneyland.
No, it was too many people. And when we went, it was just in the blazing sun, and it was too hot.
Well, we got the Fast Pass shit. If you used it for Cars, it would like nuke your Fast Pass for like 4 or 5 hours or something.
Oh, not worth it.
Yeah, so it's like, what the fuck that?
Yeah.
There's way too many other rides that needed. I had the most fun on the Haunted House.
When it was closed, they were
Haunted like Mansion.
Changing it over to the Christmas or...
Yeah, ours was...
Halloween.
Halloween. Like, yeah. This is Halloween.
We were just watching fucking Terminator 2.
We just finished the Running Man.
We just finished Running Man.
We are recording this a little early. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We have not done a show in a long time.
Yeah, we got to record early because these boys got to eat tomorrow.
I'm not going to say what I say on every episode. Just, you know, the people that listen, they know.
Yeah.
We're back. We got a little show for you today. So anyways, do you got something for me? You got a story for me?
No.
I have a story for you.
Nothing.
So this happened to me a few months ago. I remember it was summer because it was still hot as balls outside.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
I remember it was like yesterday. And I was on a strip of highway on 299, and there was no one around on this particular part of the highway. There's no houses, there was nothing, but it was a a nice piece of highway.
Lonely drag a highway.
Just a lonely strip of road.
Yeah.
And it was a good piece of highway, real well marked, had good extra spare lanes on the side of the two, right? Like, so you could
a
nice shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, a semi could pull over, plenty of room. And I'm driving along. Sort of eerie. It was in the afternoon. It was still hot outside, though.
Dusk?
No, it was a little earlier.
Earlier than dusk?
Yeah. It was hot butthole is what it was. But anyway, so I'm driving down the road, and I see this dude walking down the side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a cane. He's got, like, he's wearing cowboy boots, Canadian tuxedo.
Straight denim.
Cowboy hat on. Mind you, it's 117 degrees outside.
This guy's roasting his ass.
It's fucking hot. And he's stumbling. But he's got his, you know, walking stick, but he's kind of having a tough time.
It's a good place to take a hike is on the fucking highway.
So I pull over to the shoulder. I'm like, I got time. I'm going to see if this guy's okay.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a summer of helping people. I'm like, you know, I'm going to see. This guy needs a hand.
What's up with this
heat exhaustion? I don't know. I mean, I got plenty of water in the truck. We're going to see what's going on. So I pull over to the shoulder. Roll down my window. I say, and remind you, this dude's, he's like crouched over, you know, stumbling.
Yeah.
I say, hey, old timer, you all right? And he stops. But now he's looking down the street, though. He's not looking at me. He stops. He goes fully erect, like stands up straight. He's not crouched over anymore.
He's in fighting mode now.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on. And he turns whole body sideways and looks at me. And he says, I'm just fine. I'm exactly where the fuck I'm supposed to be. And I was like,
shit.
Okay.
Oh, I recognize that.
He drops his stick and he starts bringing his hands up, like reaching out for me across the fucking two highways.
Well, he's going to strangle you.
Well, he's like just reaching out. And I'm thinking to myself, I had it all wrong. First, I noticed the cowboy hat wasn't a real cowboy hat. It was one of those fake plastic ones with the fake suede.
Oh, yeah.
They have like fake suede on the front, but it's just a spray paint. Yeah, underneath, it's black plastic.
Yeah, the Justin Timberlakes.
Yeah, it wasn't a real cowboy hat.
Those are nice.
So that's the first giveaway. Then the hand started coming up and reaching out towards me. And I said, I've had it all wrong. This guy's not just some dude down on his luck. He's a wizard.
Oh, he was a wizard.
He was a fucking wizard, and he was trying to cast a spell on me.
And that's why he told you, I'm exactly where I want
to
be.
I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, yep.
That's what Gandalf said on Lord of the
Rings. So he was going to throw a fucking spell on me, so I said, all right on, zippity-doo-dah, fucking, and I peeled out of there, gone.
He was going to shoot a fireball at you.
So I'm hauling ass, and I'm looking in my rearview mirrors, and his hands are following me.
Oh, fuck.
And he's trying to shoot his spell at me. I'm
you got
to
dodge at you.
I'm serpentine. If anybody would have saw me driving, then I'd be like, this guy's clearly hammered drunk.
If you're lucky, you didn't wake up in the morning and fucking lose 800 pounds.
Yeah. Insane.
Yeah.
So I get all the way up a couple miles up the road. That's where my work is. And I notice I start having a bunch of electrical problems with the truck.
And he's in the back of your truck.
He wasn't there. No, I got rid of him. I dusted him, but I started having issues with my truck. Also, back tailgate portion of my truck, it looks like I got shot with a bullet, like a bullet hole. But that wasn't there.
Mind bullets. Yeah.
Tripped me the fuck out.
Fucked up pulling over.
I was trying to be a nice guy.
You offended that.
I almost died.
That mind bullet would have hit you in the head?
I didn't have my crystals with me.
Oh, protection crystals.
So had I had my crystals, I probably could have fought him.
You probably would have been all right.
But I was powerless to do so. Like we recently, I don't know if we spoke about it, but I went to Sedona, Arizona, last year or 2 years ago.
You crystalled up.
And that place is like the mecca of crystals, right? Like some yoga hippie back in the days was like, this area is a flux vortex. There's flux vortexes all over there where all this energy is just hippie shit. Hey, man. Right? Well, anyways.
You don't argue with that shit.
You go down to Sedona and it's like everywhere you go, they're selling crystals.
That's how it is in like Mount Shasta too.
Yeah. I mean, hey, whatever.
Those fucking crystals. I bought some crystals up there.
I have many crystals.
And I have crystals up here next to my Steelers like shrine that I have.
Yeah.
And the Steelers win because of those crystals.
Crystals work.
Yeah, they do.
You know, I thought it was weird at first, but I was like, I would have felt a lot better if I'd have had my crystal. But I didn't have it on.
Especially with the mind bullets flying at
me. I left it at home. Yeah, I could have battled him. We could have had a legitimate wizard battle.
That would have been sick on the side of the fucking highway.
Yep.
Like Harry Potter.
But I just got the fuck out of there.
Blame you. I would have bailed too.
I came into contact with a real life wizard.
That's fucking badass,
They exist. So be careful if you're out there. If you see a elderly individual wearing a Canadian tuxedo, some cowboy boots. Black gator skin.
Oh.
Stay away from that man.
Gators.
He will kill you. Oh, the arcades are popping off.
Yeah,
Is that Galactica?
Gauntlet. We have a shitload of these arcade games, old arcade games. And they make some weird fucking noises.
They were talking to us earlier.
Yeah, the one, it's like from the mid-80s and it was saying something. What was it saying?
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry. Like, what the fuck? It's from the 80s.
Yeah, that's a saying today's times.
Yeah, maybe the wizard got in there.
He might have.
Motherfucker.
He almost killed me. I escaped narrowly with my life.
Fuck.
My superior driving skills saved me.
Mm-hmm.
I got out of there quick. He dropped his staff. He could have used his staff and he didn't use it.
If he had his staff, you'd have been driving down the road and your head would have exploded.
The car would have blown up.
Yeah.
Dead.
Your brains would be in the windshield.
I'd be another statistic. Missing person on a road.
Missing person.
Gone. He's exploded.
And there's a wizard that powerful just walking around out there.
Be careful. I feel bad for the people that live on that road. He's going to go to every house and take whatever he wants.
We can't stop him.
He can't be stopped.
You're in your house. Your door just blows off the hinges. There Boom. It is.
You had a guard dog. It's now a guard frog.
Yeah. And he's standing there just fucking head to toe in denim.
Whips out his fucking huge crank. Pisses right on your welcome mat.
And don't try to stop him.
This is my house now. Yeah, when he told me that, I'm right.
Fucker.
Right where the fuck I'm supposed to be. I was like, holy shit, dude.
And you know what? Gandalf said something like that on the Lord of the Rings.
He could be watching a lot of Lord of the Rings. Or...
Because he is a wizard.
He is a wizard.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I met a wizard this summer. That was kind of probably the biggest thing takeaway.
Highlight of my summer.
Definitely a highlight.
Motherfucker, man.
I'm alive today to record this episode. Anyways, we'll be right back on the Donnie and Clem Show.
Boy,
it's moonshine time.
Moonshine time. So on this week's episode of Tough Times, we're not episode, but this portion, tough times. We're going to drink some fucking Tennessee whiskey.
We got some Old Smoky.
It's budget friendly, right?
It was expensive. But.
All right, so you've been outside the Circle K for a couple of nights. You've been working hard for that cash.
So we got some Old Smoky. What is this one? Butter Pecan Moonshine.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to try this one. We got a fucking...
Kick that open.
We got a 99 Pickles we're going to try, too. Mm. Which one are you going to do first?
The whiskey.
Yeah, good call. All right.
Give me that whiskey. It looks like a fucking mudslide.
Yeah, it looks brown.
I'm not a fan. But it was expensive, so... That's a couple of weeks under that bridge.
Oh, damn. It's in a straight-up jar.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
God damn.
That's why we give him some music to listen to. Yeah, give me some of that mudslide. Ugh.
Fuck, that motherfucker came out hot.
It looks like a dirty white Russian. I had some napkins over here. Some behind you.
Oh, well.
We'll fix it on break.
All right, let's give her a shot.
Oh, God. Old Smoky. That's actually really good.
That's pretty fucking good.
That's actually really good. You can taste the booze in it, but...
Not bad, though.
It's not bad. I wouldn't... You don't do shots of that.
No, it's 35% alcohol, so it's like Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking good.
It's good. I'm a big fan.
I'd only have like 10 or 12 of these.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. No more than that. After that, you got a problem.
No, fucking no more than 15.
15. Like that's size, like good. Little drinks like this?
Yeah.
Little shot glasses? I think I would be good with one. The amount of sugar in here is fucking insane.
Oh, it's delicious. I like it.
Mmm.
That's fucking good.
It is. That's thick. Chocolate milk.
It's bomb.
How many biscuits can you eat? How many Old Smokies can you drink?
How many Old Whiskeys can you drink?
Your microphone sounds so much better than mine. How many whiskeys can you drink?
Do microphones like wear out?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
I've had this one for a while.
Because I've dropped this one like 10 times.
And it was used.
Yeah.
But still in really good condition. Probably used in a studio or something.
That was pretty good.
Some recording artist put a couple of platinum hits on this radio, this microphone right here.
The Butter Pecan Moonshine is pretty good.
That's pretty bad. That's yeah, pretty badass.
They had another one that I almost got. It was Banana Pudding.
Ooh.
But I didn't know if you like banana or not.
Oh, I like banana. Banana's right. Good.
We'll get that one next
time. We'll try that next time. That was pretty good.
We'll go back to the Ozarks next time.
Ooh.
We'll get the banana.
I've been to the Ozarks. That was badass. It is. I don't know why they call it the Great Lakes, because it was just wide mouth river, but it's massive.
I'm going to have some more of this.
That was good.
That was good.
Dude. How many biscuits can you eat? How many Old Smokies can you drink? I'm sure we're going to get copyright struck.
I wish it wasn't in a fucking jar. You can't pour it out of the fucking jar.
You need like a big nipple for that.
They have another one that was just called White Lightning, and it was just clear.
Ooh.
We should get that one.
Okay. The alcohol is, what do we say? Very present.
It's right up front.
The rubbing alcohol is very present. Was that a cat getting its ass whipped outside? It was like,
yeah, I think so. Cats are wild, man.
They throw hands.
When it's time for a cat to fight, they're trying to kill each other.
Oh, yeah. They ain't fucking around.
No, they're not like, it's someone's going
to
die.
To the death?
Yeah. Fur balls are flying everywhere.
They don't say each other, first blood or to the death. They just say it. They know it's to the death.
I'm going to kill you. Or you're going to kill me. Have you seen that video where these two cats are fighting on a roof? They're on a roof. They're fighting. They roll off. They fall off the house. Then they fucking land on the ground and then they keep fighting. They fall like 12 feet onto the ground and they just keep going at it.
They got stamina for days.
They don't give a fuck. Let's clean this bullshit up. Go into Aussie talk after this.
Yeah. We are going to take a quick break. Get ready for our next segment. And we'll be right back on the Donnie and Clem Show. Mm. We're moving into our next segment. Welcome back to the Donnie and Clem Show.
Aussie talk.
Aussie slang.
Aussie slang.
Yeah. They speak English. And in honor of that, we chose a playlist that, I don't know, these are all Australian bands.
Yeah.
We only have a few.
Believe it or not.
If we're wrong, please correct us. Follow us on Instagram.
This one can't be wrong.
Fuck Facebook. I don't use Facebook. Fuck Facebook. Go get us on Instagram. The Donnie and Clem Show. It's super simple. Look us up. Give us a fucking follow. Get in there.
We're on the Insta.
Talk some shit. Give us some ideas. Or if we'll, you know, we'll give you a shout out. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. What did Twitter become? Twitter's now,
it's now X. Yeah, you can follow me on X. At Real Donnie Nitro. It's still, if you type in Twitter, it comes up as Twitter, but yeah, X.
Blue check mark.
X-rated. Yeah. All right.
Feeling faded and X-rated.
What do you got for me, friendo?
Oh, God. So these are going to be tough. Okay. Trucker Talk, they kind of made sense. These ones.
Okay.
They're going to be rough.
Send them.
Okay.
So if you haven't heard this show before, he's going to give me like a slang or a phrase that obviously means something else. And I have to guess it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm going to do my best for your comedic pleasure. Roll the show. Roll camera.
All right. Let's go with the first one. What do you got here? What would a ankle biter be?
I'm thinking a dog, a small dog.
That would make sense, but an Australian ankle biter is a child.
Damn.
Kid.
I guess, yeah, technically they do.
Yeah.
If I had kids, I would probably put those two together.
Yeah.
Little bastard. I thought kid, but I didn't put it on there. I didn't say it.
What would be a chook?
A chook?
A chook.
A chook?
Chook.
A chook.
Hell, I'll give you a
kind give of me a hint.
Okay. So my family lives out in the country and they have some chook.
They got some land?
A chook is a chicken.
Damn it.
I told you, these do not make any sense.
I like it though. These are tough. I did well on the trucker talk, but trucker slang.
Okay. What about a durry?
A durry. You give me an example. You don't have to totally give it away.
Sometimes when I'm drinking, I like to have a durry.
I don't know.
A cigarette.
Ah, fuck. There's no way.
See, it doesn't make any sense.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
Durry.
This says it's Aussie talk, but I think it might be California, too. What about gnarly?
Just gnarly, man.
It's awesome.
It's fucking gnarly. Like when you know, you're about to go snowboarding and it's, you know, it's white out conditions. It's gnarly. It's gnar. Gonna shred the gnar, brah.
What about this one? It's summertime. Gnarly. I like going out. There's too many mozzies out there.
Too many mozzies out
there. Too many mozzies.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah. Okay. Mozzies, man. Yeah. The mozzies are gnarly, brah.
The mozzies. What about it's a piece of piss, bro.
A piece of piss.
Piece of piss.
A piece of piss?
Piece of piss.
Piece of piss.
Yeah.
Well, shit, in like Europe, getting pissed is like getting fucked up, but like, so maybe like a little bit of alcohol?
A piece of piss is like very easy. Super easy. Piece of piss.
It's a piece of piss.
Piece of piss.
It's as easy as taking a piss.
Why? I don't know.
I guess it's as easy as taking a piss. That's my justification. A piece
this
of piss.
One is a pretty strange one.
Yeah.
A shark biscuit.
My.
There's no way.
A shark
There's
biscuit.
There's no way anybody would ever get this.
a sandwich?
Shark biscuit are little kids that go into the water in the ocean. Shark biscuits.
Oh, nice, dude.
So if you know that there's sharks in the water.
They're a biscuit for a shark. Okay.
Don't let your kids go in there, obviously.
They're going to become a shark biscuit.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You might be able to guess this. So what's a smoko?
A smoko.
So we were at work.
The smoke area?
We got tired. I needed a smoko.
Smoke break.
Smoke break.
Yeah, okay.
So, a smoko.
You gave that one away.
But
it, I was going to say like a smokehouse, like an area that you could just go and have a cigarette.
Yeah.
You know, because that's, you can't just do that anywhere anymore. You got to go on the other side of the compound to have a smoke. But then people are just vaping inside. Like me.
What's a stubby holder?
A stubby holder. A pen holder?
A stubby holder is like a can koozie, so your hands don't get cold. Why a beer's a stubby? I don't know.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, a stubby holder.
A stubby holder. I like it.
These are so hard, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm all about it, though. A stubby. Throw me a stubby.
What about brekkie?
That's breakfast.
Brekkie.
Yeah. A spot of brekkie.
The fuck do the Australians do for breakfast?
Brekkie? I don't know. Never been. I know I've been in, like, England. It's like blood sausage.
Oh, blood sausage, bro.
It's good.
You fucking had one?
It's good, yeah. It's delightful.
I'd like to try one, but I'm kind of fucking
scared.
Spot
of brekkie. Usually some sort of bread. Maybe some eggs in there.
All right.
Spot of brekkie.
Let me see here. Song is fucking great.
Yeah. New sensation. We just tried to find some Australian bands and some hits, you know, man.
What about this an esky? Threw some beers in the esky and went down to the beach.
Oh, well, you gave it away there. Cooler. A cooler.
The cooler.
A cooler. But esky, I would, you know, Eskimo in a cold place. In a cold place.
What about a flanny?
Flask?
Flanny.
Oh, flannel?
Flanny is like a flannel.
Okay, a flanny. That's easy. Those aren't as tough.
What about my boy got hammered last night? He was legless.
Oh, he's just hammered drunk. He had no legs.
When somebody gets super drunk, they're legless.
Legless.
He was legless.
He had no bones in his legs.
What's Marcus?
Marcus.
Oh, no, Mackey's.
Mackey's?
Mackey's.
Mackey's.
It's a place.
Oh, fuck. McDonald's?
Oh, hold on. My work's calling me to see if I want to go into work. I do not.
Not at this time.
Yeah.
McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Oh, fuck yeah. Get some brekkie and then I can get brekkie at Mackey's.
Pizza piss is still my favorite.
The pizza piss is awesome. Yeah. I'm going to use that a lot. It's no sweat. It's a piece of piss.
It's a piece of piss, bro.
It's fucking cake. It's a piece of piss. Taking a piss.
What's a tinny?
A tinny. Is it a object you can cook things in?
No.
Fuck. A tinny. Is it currency?
No.
No. A tinny. Ah, fuck, I don't know.
A tinny is two different things. It can be a small boat or a can of beer.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a nubs.
It's two different.
Or
yeah,
stubby.
It's both.
I thought it was a stubby was beer. Okay, multiple slang. All right.
What is whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop.
The whoop whoop.
God, is that vagina?
Nope.
It should be.
It should be. That'd be nice.
Whoop whoop.
Got me some whoop whoop.
Got me some whoop whoop. What is it?
Whoop whoop is in the middle of nowhere. Like, we're way out in the whoop whoop.
In the whoops. Like, oops, we're in the whoop whoop. I like that.
Yeah, the whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop. That could also be where you don't, if you don't know where you're at. Whoop whoop.
Some of this shit, they're using like slang in the fucking definition of the word.
That's awesome. I still think whoop whoop should be vagina.
This is going to be hard. Whoop, what's whoop. What's a swag? My swag.
I mean, people don't know this, but swag actually stands for a group that was like created in what, 60s, 70s? Secretly We Are Gay is what it stands for. Secretly We Are Gay. Yeah. Look it up. I'm not incorrect.
In
But now today's term swag is like your swagger, your the way you dress, the way you carry yourself.
Not in Australia. Australia, that is a sleeping bag.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's a sleeping
bag. Hand me my swag.
My swag. Give
getting me your
my
swag after a bit of brekkie at Mackey's.
Get my swag on in my brekkie.
Yeah. Hand me over there one of them tins. A tinny.
What's a goon?
A goon?
Goon.
Shit. A goon in hockey is like a dude that just goes out and beats another dude's ass. Like he's just an enforcer.
Goon is cheap wine.
Cheap wine. I like that. Goon. A goon. How was your wine? It was straight goon.
If someone told you in Hawaii, or in Hawaii, Australia, fuck me dead, what would that mean?
Exactly what you said.
It would mean that's unfortunate.
Really?
Or that surprises me.
Okay.
Fuck me dead.
Fuck me dead.
So you could essentially go to Australia, talk to somebody, have no fucking clue what they're talking about.
If they're using slang. There's slang in the United States as well.
Okay.
Merry old England.
This is the last one I'm going to give you. Australia, if someone asked you about Akadaka.
Akadaka.
I know this one.
You know it?
Yeah.
Give me a little bit of context. Don't give it away, though.
Akadaka.
What's it similar to? No, that would give it away.
So you could say, we're having a big party and we're going to put on some Akadaka.
Ah. Oh. Tunes.
It's more specific than that.
It's not didgeridoo music?
Oh, didgeridoo music is a whole nother level.
That shit's badass.
Akadaka.
I don't know, man.
Is AC/DC.
Akadaka. There's a couple of songs, but.
And that's, yeah, I fucking hate AC/DC. Yeah. I can't fucking. Everybody loves them. They play it. I hear it everywhere. I just can't stand it.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's just because you've heard it growing up so much. Been used.
It's my worst thing in the world. It's fucking
over and
AC/DC,
over.
And I also fucking hate. I know it's going to be terrible. But I hate fucking Rage Against the Machine.
Really?
Oh, I fucking hate them.
I don't like their message, but I like the band. Like I like the music, the things they do with the chords, and he flips the guitars upside down
guitar,
and shit.
I like the guitar player.
They do some cool stuff.
But I the band itself, like the music, anytime Rage Against the Machine comes on, I'm just like. Ugh.
There's one song that just pumps me up, though. If I'm going to go fight someone, I need to listen
Balls
to it.
Balls on parade.
Yeah. Anyways. Well, it's come to that time.
It's time to call it macaroni.
Call it macaroni. We're happy to have given you a show. We'll try to do more in the future, though. It's not looking good.
Yeah. Love you, bastards.
I'm not going to have weekends off for a while, so we'll make it work the best we can. We thank you for listening.
We'll squeeze them in when we can.
Oh,
yeah,
baby.
Street Fighter.
As always, we do this show for you. We don't make any money off of it. Thanks for listening to our bullshit.
If you love it, we love you.
Follow us again on Instagram, Facebook, fucking The Donnie and Clem Show. You can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever, at Rail Donnie Nitro.
Just fucking Google us. We come up everywhere.
And enjoy a little Street Fighter on your way out.
Yeah.
Have a good one.